Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Have you ever done something for your kid? You spent all day doing something, thinking you were helping them out. Like maybe it was like a school project. You know, you're thinking, you know what? My kid's not feeling well. He's overwhelmed. I'm going to go out of my way, help my kid, right? And you work all day. Or maybe you buy something. Maybe you present it to him so all he has to do is the next day just go to school and either bring the cupcakes or whatever. Only to find out he's like, oh, this, I don't want this. No, I don't want it. What? No. And you just wasted all that time and you're like, what the hell did I do that for? Well, I think some of the vaccine companies might not like it when they hear some people out there going, what if I don't want the vaccine? What if I don't want to make the vaccine? Now, my guess is Pfizer and Moderna and AstraZeneca and Sanofi and Johnson & Johnson and Inovio, they're probably all like, okay, you know what, that's good. The government's going to buy us the shots. If you don't want to get it, fine. We'll still, you know, pre-sell. So we're still making our money for all the research and all that. But, you know, adding a little bit more insult to injury is there is a huge population of people going, yeah, I'm for the vaccine, but I'm not going to get it. I will get the vaccine in the last stage. Let everybody else get the, you know, first responders and all that. Will I get the COVID vaccine? I talk the talk. I walk the walk. If I feel it's safe and I'm recommending it to others, I'm going to get it, just like with the flu shot. I mean, I'm telling you guys, get the flu shot. I'm going to get the flu shot. Right? I mean, I tell you, get a prostate check. I'll have my doctor check my prostate, okay? All right? I mean, I'm going to do what, you know, I'm going to practice. It's not do as I, you know, do as I say, not as I do. All right? If I feel the vaccine is safe and I feel the vaccine might help towards herd immunity, I'm going to do my part. Am I a huge fan of vaccinations? I support it. I think we have a lot of them out there. I think they work. It's not like I wake up every day going, oh gosh, I can't wait to get a vaccine. But if I think it's going to help, I'm definitely going to get it. I'm not going to, you know, take it from somebody who needs it. I'll wait till, you know, they say, all right, we have enough now for everybody, and then I'll get mine. So, but by one of my questions I got last hour is, what if I don't want to get the COVID vaccine? What happens to me? Well, right now, that's not a conversation. Right now, that's a non-issue. But as we know, what's a non-issue today can be a huge issue 6 months from now. So if there's somebody right now going, great, you know, good for Pfizer, good for Moderna, good for AstraZeneca, fine, you guys, you know, make the shot, that's fine, I'm out. No one's really going to say anything to you, things are going to move on. But what if some of you guys are working at a company that is going to say, all right, everybody gets the shot? Now, every year we debate on if employers have the right to force everybody to get the flu shot. Constitutionally, I don't think it's allowed. However, there have been cases where, in the case of a health issue or an epidemic, you can be forced to get a vaccine. So what if your workplace says, you don't show proof of vaccination, you don't work here? Now, some of you are like, Dr. Dahlia, that's not going to happen. We're America. No, I think what we've seen over the past few months, this isn't the America that we all know, right? You know, if your employer gets a mandate from their governor saying if all your employees aren't vaccinated, we close you down, that employer, right, turns to you and says you get vaccinated, you don't have a job here. It's that simple. We don't know what anyone's governor is going to do or how things are going to move forward, but we have seen, not to freak you guys out, but we have seen state officials, you know, come into places of work saying, look, I know the governor said, you know, there's medical exemptions for masks, but we're telling you right now that, everybody has to wear a mask. You know, dementia, autism, everybody has to look like they're wearing a mask. So we're also seeing not only guidelines, but we're seeing people carry them out. I'm not calling them SS soldiers, but acting like it, saying, look, this is how it is. And so people are like, all right, okay, we're doing that. I mean, you know, I don't know if you notice, you know, when I walk into a restaurant, it's like, hi, how's it going? And joking around. They're stressed. You get up to go to the bathroom, you need to put a mask on. I mean, it is very military, or you know, here now. So if you don't, if you're sitting there thinking, you know what, you know, I'm not really into the vaccines, I'm not feeling it, I'm not going to get one, you might want to, you know, you might want to start tidying up your resume. Because if your boss, you know, gets some sort of mandate saying we need to be quote-unquote COVID-free and all employees need to be vaccinated, and you don't want to get the vaccine, you could be in trouble. Now, would I support that sort of mandate? I don't know. I mean, if I think the vaccine is super effective, and I really believe that people wouldn't spread it if they were vaccinated, the idea is intriguing. I still don't think it's constitutional, but it's intriguing. But my problem with the vaccines, even though I support vaccination, is we're not getting data, because they don't have it, on if you're vaccinated, can you still transmit it to somebody? When I got my flu vaccine each year, I still wore a mask with patients because I believed that they could breathe the flu into me. I might not get sick because I have antibodies, because I got the shot. But I could still breathe it back out to somebody else. Your cats may not get sick from COVID, but we see them, they could still transmit it to other cats. So I'm thinking this is a virus that'll come into your body. If you have antibodies, I'm like, all right, maybe it'll die off, or maybe it'll spew out on another breath. So if I think it's going to knock out COVID completely, I'll think about it. But I just don't know if vaccination is going to do that. And like I said yesterday, you really can't vaccinate the globe. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a
bad case. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract is got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, for those of you watching health headlines, we had two big headlines today. Okay? First is the World Health Organization. Huge, very well-known, maybe not as well-funded, because Trump wasn't a big fan of them, and their approach to China and the COVID virus. But the World Health Organization, which kind of is a pretty big entity when it comes to protecting the world and health, right, came out saying, we don't really recommend the use of remdesivir, the antiviral, to fight COVID. All right. We knew that was coming. It's expensive. But we knew that somebody wasn't going to be a fan. If there's not enough evidence they say that it helps, people are going to reject it. Yet, the FDA, their headline is, we're FDA approving not only remdesivir, right, But baricitinib, am I pronouncing that right? Yeah, baricitinib. Medication that we use for RA, rheumatoid arthritis, for inflammation. And we support the combo. So we have America and the FDA, fans of remdesivir. Most of the doctors I know, it's working. Most of the patients I know that have been on remdesivir, it helps. Maybe it's the dexamethasone. Maybe it's the great care they're getting from the staff. Maybe it's prayer. But remdesivir has been an agent that we use, that we've been using for months, and I believe should get credit for some of the lack of morbidity and mortality that we've had with COVID cases. So why the disparity? World Health Organization's like, nope, there's not enough evidence. This combo that we're using with the rheumatoid arthritis inflammatory agent and the remdesivir apparently shortens the hospital course. You're only supposed to give it to severe patients or those who are requiring oxygen. Other remdesivir studies have shown that clinical course is shortened. I think one study showed from 15 days to 11 days. With the combo, I think they found it shortened from, I believe, 7 days from longer. So, you know, shortening a hospital course has a lot of merit. One is it's expensive to be in the hospital. Number two is you're exposed to other infections in the hospital. Number three is we really don't want people with COVID still spewing COVID to other people. We'd really like to get you out of the hospital and well, especially since there's all these rumors of the pits and people being made DNR when they're not DNR and people not getting CPR. Ideally, if you don't have to be in the hospital, right, or you could get through your hospital course fairly quickly, that's best. Also, ideally, if you don't have to get sick and be on a ventilator. So what does this mean if you have the World Health Organization appear to completely disagree with the FDA? Well, like I said, we need to hear from doctors. Right? I mean, we really need to hear from people that have no political gain, that have no monetary gain. Now, mind you, a lot of doctors have money in Gilead and Eli Lilly. I mean, you do invest in the stock market when you're a doctor because doctors are being told we're bad business people all the time. So we want to show, if we think a product's going to work, we're not that bad in business. We'll invest. But you really need these people. And I'm a doctor, so I could talk to medical professionals in the hospitals. I could talk to medical professionals. But we don't really get this from the media. You know, many of us that do get to be on Fox News or CNN or MSNBC, not only are we in the field, but we also might have journalism skills or media skills or et cetera. And you kind of really want to hear from the nurse or the respiratory tech or the doctor that doesn't really have time to put on makeup. That doesn't have time to pluck their eyebrows and do the upper lip wax. And I know you guys are like, I don't have time. It doesn't look like I'm having time either. But you really want somebody to go, look, okay, this is the regimen that I'm seeing works. Right? Some of the doctors have told me it's the remdesivir, it's the dexamethasone, it's the blood thinners, it's the oxygen, it's the famotidine. We talked about Pepcid. I think it kind of does something with the platelets to prevent clotting. The vitamin C, the zinc, the D. Some use quercetrin, some use melatonin. But the remdesivir has kind of been a part of the regimen this whole time, and we haven't been doing that badly. If doctors in the ICU or in these hospitals go, look, guys, I got to be honest with you, it's not looking like it's making much of a difference, great, I'll go with that. But we have this huge disparity where the FDA is approving it in combo with this baricitinib, I'm pronouncing it right, you know, with this rheumatoid arthritis medication that we've been using that decreases inflammation. Because remember I told you guys, okay, those who die from COVID get this cytokine storm. They get this big inflammatory buildup in the lungs and this fluid buildup and they can't breathe and their lungs start to, there's a pathological process to the lungs as well as other organs that this COVID does. It doesn't happen to everybody. But if we could nip in the bud the inflammatory explosion or response, that storm, you know, people do better. Those of us that don't have such a dramatic inflammatory response don't end up in the hospital. Where I get frustrated is by your calls and your comments and your emails. Like we just had one of our listeners last segment going, I don't want the vaccine. Are they going to force me to get the vaccine? Why is it that you don't want the vaccine? Well, because I don't trust the government or I don't trust things. This is one of the reasons why we medical professionals are kind of scratching our heads or pulling our hair out, because in order for us to do our job, we need people on board. We need them to be a part of the program. All right? I mean, you know, I don't like getting colonoscopies. Colonoscopies aren't fun, but I believe in them. And it blows my mind how people think we doctors are making money when we recommend a mammogram or we recommend a colonoscopy. I don't make any money when you get a colonoscopy. I don't make any money if you get a COVID diagnosis, okay? I get paid the same whether I see you or not. It's not diagnosis-based. I think somebody wanted to make a diagnosis based, you know, and honestly, some doctors that, you know, do more work than others should get paid more. But you could have shingles, you could have a conjunctivitis, you could have a heart attack. What I do for my company, I get paid the same when I examine you. So I don't make more money. And I talk about the three E's I've had to do with patients all the time. I have to engage them, I have to educate them, and enlist them. I got to engage you. All right? I can't engage you if you don't trust me. If you think that I'm recommending something that the World Health Organization doesn't back, you're not going to trust me. But if I'm recommending something the FDA recommends, you might trust me. So we doctors kind of need all these, you know, entities on board. All right? If you think I'm a good source of medical information, you think I'm well read, you think I graduated medical school with decent grades and I've passed my boards and I have great staff and I make sure I keep a clean clinic and I do everything by the book ethically, you're going to be more engaged by me. Then somebody goes, you know what? She probably gets paid for colonoscopy, which I don't. All right. Then once I got you, I can educate you. I can say, look, this is why I like remdesivir. This is why I'm for the colonoscopies. All right. The colonoscopies, you know, will look for colon cancer, remove polyps as they go so that polyp can't turn to cancer. I kind of like the pruning. I like how it's a screening test that can hopefully prevent cancer. Then I enlist you. I think you need a colonoscopy. Go talk to the GI doctor. You know, go get your colon cancer screen. Or go discuss with, you know, with who's going to do the procedure, you know, more of your questions. But you need to do those three E's. So I teach medical students that. I teach everybody that. It's all about the three E's. And when this sort of crap happens, where you have one entity dislike something, another entity, when an FDA approves something, I mean, they're putting their earlobes on the line with that one. You know, people then don't believe the doctors. And us doctors are kind of already taking a lot of heat for everything going on. So my guess is with the World Health Organization, they didn't have enough studies for many of their patient populations that they treat. Remdesivir is, I think, what, about maybe 3,000 a course, I think, you know, that some private insurances pay. Remdesivir might not be as practical. Now, what would then come around the bend? Well, I've told you, we're hearing a lot of people are getting hydroxychloroquine as an outpatient. Simon Conway, I was on his show, and he goes, he didn't even ask for it, and his doctor prescribed her hydroxychloroquine. And he, by the way, was a heart attack patient. And he's like, you're giving me hydroxychloroquine? Doctor said, yeah. You want to be an outpatient, this is what we could treat you with. And he got over his COVID. Was it the hydroxychloroquine? Was it prayer? Was it, you know, his other medications? We don't know. But you guys just be prepared to see more hydroxychloroquine coming around the bend. Unfortunately, the hydroxychloroquine has been an absolute disaster because the media has made a complete poop show with it where, you know, you get some results saying, oh, it doesn't work. Some results saying it could hurt the heart. You have others saying, oh, I love it. Trump supported it. So it's a complete mess in terms of people supporting it. So all of a sudden, I'm getting texts and emails going, the doctor wants to give me hydroxychloroquine. What do I do? So my request as a physician, can everybody get their acts together in terms of the medical community and these entities and these organizations and kind of, you know, come up with a pretty good message that we could go by? Because we're really losing people. And the last thing I need is people wanting to reject vaccines, reject medications, because they just don't see everybody on board on the same page. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE, don't go away.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An emergency use authorization request for the COVID-19 vaccine developed by Pfizer was expected to be filed with the FDA on Friday. This type of Food and Drug Administration authorization is temporary or conditional. Science experts believe it will get the green light, with distribution to begin in about a month. Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla.
Given that the vaccine's efficacy is beyond the most optimistic projections of everyone, and we have now very nice safety information about this vaccine, that the voice of those people that are still skeptical will become less.
Health Secretary Alex Azar told a press conference Thursday he hopes Moderna will file for its vaccine use soon. Thursday Night Football saw the Seahawks defeat the Cardinals 28-21, giving Seattle first place in the NFC West. This is USA Radio News. As the presidential election continues to run its course in the courts, America watches as Georgia prepares for the Senate runoffs early next year. The implications are great, and it will determine control of the Senate. Vice President Mike Pence will head to Canton and Gainesville, Georgia, Friday to campaign with Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler. The Democrat challengers are John Ossoff and the Reverend Raphael Warnock. The former owner of an Alabama testing lab was sentenced to prison last week for falsifying drug tests that resulted in multiple parents losing custody of their children. 37-year-old Brandy Murrah was sentenced to 15 years in prison after pleading guilty in September to one felony charge of perjury and 16 misdemeanor counts of forgery. Victim Grace Locke said in a sentencing phase, "I felt like my heart was being ripped out of my chest because I knew I was doing right with this one." Her 3-month-old baby was taken away from her for 3 weeks in 2017. After her drug test results falsely show that she was positive for methamphetamine. This is USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946.
All right. Yeah, the headlines haven't been so pretty these days. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, we just kind of discussed remdesivir and the World Health Organization saying nah, and the FDA going yeah. And, you know, one thing that I still support and endorse is the convalescent plasma. The FDA has approved convalescent plasma for COVID. So here to talk a little bit more about that and what you can do to help save lives in the COVID fight is Cliff Newmark, Chief of Marketing with Vitalant. Cliff, I am so glad you're with us today. Thank you so much.
So great to be here, Dr. Dahlia. Thanks for all you do.
Oh, my God. No, thank you guys and your team. You, Nick, Carol, everybody. I'm a huge fan of Vitalant. I pray for you guys every night because of what you guys do every single day. While there's this back and forth on remdesivir and treatment for COVID, we think convalescent plasma is still going strong. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, you bet. You know, as you know, the notion of taking plasma from folks who've recovered from a disease and giving it to current patients is something that's been around for about 100 years since the Spanish flu. And so this is something that was really, when the pandemics first came out, the blood banking community was reproached by the FDA to say, hey, listen, we think you really should gear up to collect plasma from those who've recovered, convalescent plasma. And in fact, it is one of the few promising treatments that has been available for patients. We saw a real increase in need when the pandemic first struck, and then it actually peaked again during the June-July timeframe. It went down a little bit in terms of what we were distributing to hospitals, and now we're at an all-time high, and there does not look like there's any stop to it. We're collecting, what we distributed last week was double what our peak was in the July timeframe. So, and it looks like it's going to continue to grow. So it is a very promising treatment that can be used for patients.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, in addition to what you guys are doing on the COVID fight, I mean, you're helping out those with cancer and anemia and accidents. And, you know, this is the holidays coming up and blood demand increases. But unfortunately, there's not as much supply. Tell us some of the challenges, Cliff, you and your team are dealing with now.
Oh, absolutely. Well, first of all, yeah, the collection of blood has been very different since the pandemic. Because of stay-at-home orders and folks working from home and schools being shut down, we've literally had 300,000 pints of blood, basically 300,000 units of blood cancel. Blood drives that were normally scheduled to go, 300,000. That's basically the equivalent of shutting down our operation for 3 months, which is incredible. So what we've had to do is really change our focus to try to say, hey, please donate wherever you can. If you can organize a blood drive, that's great. If you can't go to a blood drive or organize a blood drive, we have about 120 blood donation centers throughout the country, and we encourage people to donate there because we normally relied on schools and other organizations to host blood drives, and those just aren't happening in the same degree that they were. And so we really need people to show up, especially during the holiday time frame. As you said, Dr. Dahlia, it is a very challenging time. People are thinking about other things. But, you know, blood donation is an essential activity. The Surgeon General, the CDC, the FDA have all said that it's an essential activity. So even during stay-at-home orders, folks can still go out and give blood and feel good about helping save, as you said, a cancer patient, a trauma victim. And interestingly, I don't know if you know this, but we're actually testing all blood donations for antibodies. Mm-hmm. So if someone has the COVID antibodies and they give blood, we will actually transform the plasma from their blood donation, and actually that could be used for a COVID patient. So
exactly.
It's a real opportunity to save a hospital patient, well, a general hospital patient who's in trauma, cancer patient, as well as potential COVID patient.
Mm-hmm. I've donated twice to Vitalant since the pandemic. I'm about to do another one once I get off antibiotics for a dental issue. And because we don't take blood from anybody on antibiotics. But Vitalant has checked my antibodies twice, which, by the way, I'm still negative. And really, the only place I really go is Vitalant to donate blood. So it shows you it's safe. You know, for you to donate blood, Vitalant has, I mean, they offer areas that really allow social distancing, allow the process to be very, very safe, and I'm very comfortable donating blood, and it's so necessary, so needed, especially this time of year.
You bet. I mean, we try to, as I'm sure you experienced, you know, we obviously take temperatures as part of the blood donation process. We have everyone in masks. We require both our donors and our staff to be in masks, so there's a lot of safety protocols we put into place. And when you think about what people do on a day-to-day basis, to the extent that they have to go out at the grocery store or other places, we try to make it as safe as possible so that we can really help save patients who are still in the hospital and still have needs, whether they're COVID patients, and we do everything we can to support them, as well as just, you know, someone who's going through needs a transfusion because they have sickle cell anemia or they got an auto accident.
Right.
There's a need for blood is not really diminished since the pandemic has happened.
Absolutely. Now, Vitalant goes out of their way, to make people comfortable, but also you guys kind of do some giveaways. Tell us about the latest giveaway that you guys have.
Yeah, so, you know, in general, most people will give for the notion that they can really help somebody and help make a difference. And occasionally, though, we try to figure out ways to really recognize our donors and thank them. And so during this holiday season, during the Thanksgiving period, we're actually from November 25th through December 1st. Anyone who donates will get an email and they can redeem to get a $5 Amazon.com gift card. So it's a way of really just thanking donors to come out during this period of time, and we hope that it will continue to motivate people to tell them how much we appreciate them as they're really doing a wonderful thing for patients.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I think I donated four times in 1 year, which is a little bit above average. I think
wow.
I think the average is supposed to be
right.
three, right? How often are people allowed to donate blood?
Yeah, so,
or plasma.
Yeah, general whole blood
procedure. That's different,
it's different. It is different for each procedure. So for a general whole blood procedure, it's 56 days. If you were to donate plasma, generally, it's a month. If you were to donate COVID plasma, so for those who have the antibodies who come in and donate COVID plasma, those folks can donate every week. And frankly, we encourage folks to do that. If you have the antibodies because of the test that either you received from Vitalant or someone else, or if you actually tested positive for the disease and you're 28 days symptom free, you can actually donate COVID plasma, and that plasma can help a COVID patient in the hospital today. So we strongly encourage anyone who's recovered. We're so grateful for those who've recovered. You could really, really help others in need by donating COVID plasma. You have to be 28 days symptom free, obviously be eligible to donate blood, but you can donate as frequently as every week.
Mm-hmm,
and that can make
mm-hmm.
a huge difference.
I want to kind of develop a badge that people could put on their cards or websites or whatever, because, you know, to show how heroic they've been, because, you know, many people look at our, you know, athletic heroes, you know, like Murray did a good job with the Cardinals yesterday, but, you know, athletes are heroes, I get that, you know, people look at sometimes our politicians as heroes, but the true heroes are those of us that are really helping save lives, and somebody who does give convalescent plasma or donate blood, I think should be recognized, and you guys recognize them. I want to recognize them. I think it's amazing. In the last 30 seconds, Cliff, you, Vitalant, how do people find out more information, and how can people help?
So the best thing to do is to go to our website and schedule their appointment, vitalant.org, V-I-T-A-L, vitalant.org, or call 877-25-VITAL to schedule their appointment. 877-25-VITAL to schedule their appointment. That's what we need. And frankly, to your point, Dr. Dolly, about recognizing folks, we actually are calling those who are donating convalescent plasma, mm-hmm. we're calling them members of the COVID rescue team.
Love it.
And we have developed a little shield badge for those.
Love
folks.
It.
Frankly, we need folks to come out to be a part of the COVID rescue team. And frankly,
amen.
Like I said, when you give whole blood, if you happen to be antibody positive, you can help a COVID patient. So
absolutely.
Thank you, so much for your
help. Thank you, Cliff.
Stay
thank you so much. God bless. Bye-bye. Don't go away. All right, guys. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so one of you have asked, you know, how much longer for the masks? We have some headlines coming out of Pennsylvania. One of you had asked, what the hell is up with indoor mask use? All right, let's start with how much longer are we going to wear masks? I'm going to guess years. Not that coronavirus is going to last years. Maybe it will. Maybe it won't. But I really see us kind of doing what we saw happen in Asia and many of the countries, you know, included China, where after they dealt with the avian flu and other sorts of illnesses, they kind of liked wearing the mask for protection. They felt protected by the mask. They felt more aware. I don't think masks are going away.
I know some of you are like, okay, great, which company makes masks? Well, 3M, there's a lot of places that make masks. I think they're going to do well for a while, to be honest. I think the paper companies are going to do well. I think until the environmentalists kind of come out going, guys, we need to, you know, we're trying to save the planet, masks aren't going away. People are going to wear masks. Although, the problem is I got a nice fresh mask. And the loop undid. And it's like, these things cost money, and I'm really frustrated. So if the masks are being made like crap, maybe we'll see people just accidentally lose their mask. But for the most part, masks, I think, are here to stay. No one's going to say that. No one wants to panic anybody. But some people did get their panties all up in a bunch when the health secretary of Pennsylvania made a suggestion that masks are going to go well into 2021. Maybe to the end of 2021. Now, Pennsylvania has instituted some rules. I think you have to be tested for COVID within 3 days of going into their state, unless those who live in New York or those who live in nearby states that, you know, drive back and forth around the border to get to work. But you have to test negative if you're going to come to Pennsylvania. If not, you're going to have to quarantine. They have indoor mask rules. We're seeing a lot of indoor mask rules. Why? Well, because the outdoor mask rules were already made. And so for those people that did outdoor masks, you know, those states, they have to look like they're doing something new. So they're going, all right, indoor masks. In California, they've been suggesting that you need to eat with the mask, or if you do have a mask on and you eat, take the mask down, eat, put the mask back up, eat, put the mask back up. I don't want you touching your face. I don't want your hands on your face. We touch our faces too much. But right now, right, it's about the masks. Indoor masks, would they help? Yeah. I mean, the big problem I also have with the masks is I see people who sneeze. They don't want to sneeze into their mask. So they take off their mask to sneeze or cough. That kind of defeats the purpose, but I get it. You don't, it's not really in our animalistic instinct to have something on our face when you spew things out. I don't know if you guys ever saw in medical school, they had to see the electron microscopy of what happens with a sneeze or a cough. You can't eat after that. The reason why we were all skinny in medical school is because when you see that kind of stuff, you just can't eat. Every time you hear a cough or a sneeze, you start to hold your breath because you remember that image of the multiple feet. Same thing with flushing a toilet. I flush and run. I told you guys this, right? I go potty, and then I get dressed. I wash my hands, and then I get the door open, and I flush, and then I run. Because there's a spew. Now, you could close the lid. That's why you have the lid, but a lot of us don't close the lid. And especially my kids, they don't. The lid, any lid that toilet has, it's all the way up. They just don't care. So there's a spray that's involved. But going back to masks, I told you guys this early on, you know, do you really see the average company who is now cleaning your table with sanitizer, cleaning the workstation, cleaning the plexiglass, wearing a mask? Do you really see them not doing the cleaning? I mean, do you see there being a day where customers are going to be like, oh, okay, it's not cleaned? I mean, I've sat down at tables that weren't cleaned. Okay, I mean, I've been to salons without plexiglass. I'll be comfortable. But, you know, the longer we go, the more comfortable people are, the more used to it. And so I believe that you are going to have people wearing masks. I also believe that there are other pathogens besides coronavirus that freak people out. And because we get flu every year, because we get, you know, adenoviruses and other sorts of coronaviruses every year, I think the masks aren't going away. But the question is are governors going to force the mask? All right. Now, some of you are thinking, well, who gives a damn? If a governor forces the mask or not, who cares? It's an issue for business owners. See, we don't really talk a lot about the business owners. But what's happening with business owners is if they have a person that comes in going, nope, my mom has dementia, she's not going to wear the mask, and that inspector, that city or county inspector comes in and sees somebody without a mask, that company could get fined. You know, I told you already in Nevada, we've been told that even though the governor said no, said, look, medical exemptions, people could be without the mask, people are coming into people's businesses going, that medical exemption doesn't fly. Everybody wears a mask. And again, you know, parents are going, what do I do with my autistic kid? What do I do with my mom with dementia? So they're just not taking them out. That, I mean, that's going to be a whole another slew of problems. But mask mandates, people aren't worried that they're going to go to jail, but companies are worried that they're going to get fined. You know, when these companies are getting fined and these companies are being threatened that they're going to lose their license, it's because somebody in the room wasn't wearing a mask or an employee wasn't wearing a mask. So, you know, I don't want mask mandates. I support mask mandates. I understand what's going on with COVID. I wore a mask for years with my patients. I do think it not only protects you, but it protects others, as long as it's a nice, clean, crisp mask that doesn't have a loose loop. All right, one that is fresh, clean. I think masks do work, but I do not like to hear companies get threatened when they're doing nothing wrong. Alright? I mean, I've had my staff tell me there are people walking in, big tall dudes, that refuse to wear a mask. And I tell my staff, okay, look, I don't want you trying to enforce, you're not a cop. Okay? You know, you can't enforce a law. You can't. I don't want you in jeopardy. One of them's pregnant. And I'm like, look, you know, tell them, you could refuse service, but if you feel that you'd be in danger, you know, I mean, I call one of us. But we have people out there that are really bucking it. And the longer this goes, the more people buck it. And I can't tell you how many people, they don't feel safe. They don't feel safe around COVID, but they also don't feel safe asking somebody to wear a mask clearly doesn't want to. All right, we are putting people into harm's way trying to enforce something that their job isn't law enforcement. Their job is to be a dental hygienist or be a, you know, physician or be a nurse or be a stylist. So I am not going to be a fan of mask mandates. I will accept the fact that people are going to be wearing masks. People are saying, well, maybe 2021. I don't really see, like, you know, the bra burning days where everybody's going to take off the bra and go, whoo, we don't have to wear a bra anymore. I don't really see that with masks. It's not going to be like a cap and gown ceremony where you take it off and you throw it. It's not going to be like that. I think you have a lot of people going, look, all right, I believe the hype. I believe that it's still out there. I believe that there's other things. And you know what? I like the mask and I want you to wear a mask. And I think it will be political. I think there'll be some states that'll extend it longer than others. And only time will tell. So to answer your question, right now, expect masks to be with us a very, very long time. Don't be expecting this like everybody said, by the end of the summer or by early spring. All right? 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now, now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.